The second practice, opening to the living universe. Gichi Manadu, the great mystery moves through all things. Having acknowledged that self-will alone is insufficient, we now open ourselves to the possibility that help exists beyond the boundaries of our isolated ego. Indigenous wisdom teaches that the universe is not a collection of dead objects, but a communion of living subjects, a field of consciousness and spirit that permeates all beings. The Lakota speak of Wakantanka, the great mystery, not as a distant deity, but as the animating force that flows through every entity, from the thunderstorm to the pebble, from the eagle to the human heart. The Anishinaabe recognize Manidu, the spirit or mystery, acknowledging that all beings carry a spark of the sacred. This practice does not require accepting any particular theology. It requires only the willingness to believe that there exists a source of wisdom, strength, and guidance beyond the confines of our own thinking. This power might be found in the collective wisdom of others who have walked this path, in the principles of natural law, in the voice of the ancestors, or in the intelligence that orchestrates the seasons and guides the migrations of birds. The function is what matters, establishing an external reference point to break the closed loop of obsessive thinking and fear-based decision-making. By choosing our own understanding of this greater power, we access strength that the isolated ego could never achieve alone. Daily practice. Spend time in stillness, listening to wind, water, or silence. Ask, what wisdom does the living world offer me today? Trust that communication happens when we learn to listen,